This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 975. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. If you want to send in an audio question, the short link is oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Now, I'm sure you're excited to hear today's question, so I'm going to keep this intro nice and short. So let's get right to it as we optimize your life.
How can fitness professionals and enthusiasts most effectively help other people and themselves become healthier? For the sake of discussion, let's assume that these professionals have the very best workout program on the planet. The popular approach currently is to promote it on social media, grow a Facebook following, and help the followers learn about this amazing workout program. But they might not consider that increased social media use is correlated with depression and anxiety, which I believe is correlated with weight gain and other unhealthy habits. So when we take a step back and look at the bigger picture, how can we be most effective?
Thank you for your question, Garrett. It sounds like you are really passionate about helping others feel their best. And that's so admirable. Keep doing what you're doing. But when someone is driven like you, it can get frustrating when you're working with those that don't share the same enthusiasm for their own health and wellness. And that's okay. It's taken me a while to realize this, but you, as their health and fitness coach, may feel more invested in their health than they do. And again, that's okay, because it means you care. And even though your clients may not share the same enthusiasm for their own health that you do, that's okay too. It's because their priorities are different. And that just means they're human. So even if you have the quote unquote perfect workout, the one that will help your client achieve their goals, just getting them to show up and perform the workout can be a challenge. Social media can be an effective tool to spread the word, but here's the deal. Your knowledge and passion are most important. So let's take a step back and think about it this way. Imagine you've got a client's attention. They're ready to hear what you have to say. Now, the mere fact that they are in fact ready to hear what you have to say is pretty tremendous. Think about all of the steps they had to take to just be standing there in front of you or ready mentally to listen to you. They had to first contact you. That first step alone is a huge barrier for most people. Many never even get to that step. Then they had to schedule a time with you, wait, then not cancel the session and back out last minute. Then on the day of, they had to again fight the urge to cancel, then admit that they in fact need your advice, which isn't easy, and then place themselves in your care. All of this is no easy feat. So when you really think about it, your clients have already accomplished a lot, even before you utter a single piece of advice. Just look at all the steps they had to take just to get themselves ready to hear what you have to say. So regardless of how they found you, social media or not, the key is to tap into that initial motivation and then keep it going. Clients will say things like, oh, it's easier for you because you enjoy working out, or you're younger than me, so it's easier, or you don't suffer from such and such ailment, or you have more time. Look, I've heard all of these excuses, but the trick is this, don't get defensive. Don't engage and say things like, you don't understand, I'm busy too. Instead, let them vent. Listen to them. Ask follow-up questions. If they say, well, of course you see results because you actually enjoy all of this healthy stuff, you can respond with, you're right, I do enjoy this. But what can I do to help you enjoy this too? So instead of prescribing the perfect workout, you may want to ask them what their goals are and what they hope to achieve. They might have a witty response and say something like, well, my goal is to be able to retire and sit in a hammock all day drinking martinis. Of course, you can chuckle at this cheesy joke, but then bring them back to reality and ask, is there an exercise or move you've been curious about and want to try? Here's why this process is so important. You're giving them the choice. By giving them a choice, you're making it clear that you care about them as a person. You care about their goals and their motivations for being there. This starts to break down any resistance they may be feeling. Even though they're standing in front of you and seemingly ready to hear what you have to say, sometimes they're not really ready. Instead, they're ready to argue with you. What if they say, sure, I've always wanted to try deadlifting. Can we do that? In your head, you might think, well, this isn't part of the routine I had for you, but here's what you can say. Deadlifting's a great exercise, but I do have a suggestion. May I share that with you? Notice, you don't go right into all the reasons why you think deadlifting would be a terrible idea. Instead, you ask permission to share your thoughts. This again empowers your client and makes them feel like you really care about them. So after they give you permission to share your thoughts, and they will almost always say yes to that question, you can then say that you love the idea of showing them how to deadlift, but you want to show them a different exercise first, one that may help them better achieve their goals. Think about how this message differs from what they're likely to hear from other fitness coaches. In my experience, many trainers go through the motions and outline the same quote-unquote perfect routine with the same warm-ups, cool-downs, and exercises for the majority of their clients. They tell their clients what to do and for how long and to just push through. But if you ask them about exercises they've always wanted to try, you motivate and empower them. Now they're not just taking orders from you. You're involved in the process along with them. You show them that you really care. This will keep them coming back. Some of the exercises you have your clients perform may need to be enjoyable too. The way to do this is to, again, involve them. You, of course, are the expert, so they may suggest exercises that are dangerous or even ridiculous. If that happens, roll with it and ask if you can offer a suggestion. And if they say yes, which again, they almost always do, that's when you provide your expertise. Then watch the magic happen. So the bottom line is this: show your clients that you are there for them and that you care. Turn the traditional training session on its head. Remember, the fact that your client didn't cancel and is standing waiting to hear your advice means they're putting themselves in a vulnerable position. By involving them in the process and asking about what they hope to achieve and which exercises they've always wanted to try will motivate and empower them. And that will keep them coming back. And when they start getting closer to achieving their goals and their friends and family begin to notice this, they may get comments like, "You look great. What have you been doing?" And guess what they'll say? "I've been working with Garrett," and soon you may find their friends and family and beyond come calling too. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals.
Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, if you have a question related to diet, fitness, stress management, or anything along those lines, send it in. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. I thank you again so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you're staying safe. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.